This is episode number 2040 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, August 25th. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
You know, sometimes you think, maybe Kanye West is kind of like getting a grip. Then you
then
don't.
This, right?
So then something else happens.
Yes.
Another designer shoe drops. So Kanye West, he wants to legally...
Another slipper.
Another designer slipper sneaker or whatever the heck it was.
Flip-flop. I don't know.
So he wants to legally change his name to Ye.
Wow.
Yep. Yay West.
Yay West.
Y-E. Yeah. So Kanye, he's petitioned to legally change his name, according to legal documents obtained by Variety.
Okay.
In the documents, Kanye said he wanted to change his name for personal reasons.
I wonder what that means.
Well, he didn't say anything else.
Well, I guess just he doesn't have to. He's going to the court, right?
He doesn't have to. Now, it's possible he also has business reasons for the change. His request comes as he prepares to release his long delayed album, Donda.
So he's having another or had another listening party?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he doing anything to it after he listens to it? Is he like making changes?
I don't know. Edits? He lives in the bowels of a stadium.
I know, right? It's like, hey, y'all come out. Let's listen to this together.
Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Sanctuary.
I mean, I remember listening to albums when I was a kid, and we put on the headphones, and you listen to the stereo, and you're like,
your
oh,
best
man,
friend's over, maybe a so couple buds. That's a listening party.
Well, that's a listening party, yeah.
Smoke some pud.
And then, you know, when the album side is over, because they're only 20 minutes long, you get another one. And you put another one on, and before you know it, you've played like nine.
You didn't say you turn it over.
Oh, who did that? That required some dexterity.
Side B. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got side B if you didn't know which side you were putting on. So,
no.
You know, you had to read.
You had to pay attention.
And after a few buds, reading becomes impaired. Some of the buds I had.
So the words of the music.
Real impaired. Yeah.
All right, so TMZ says there's a good chance the name change will go through since California makes the process relatively easy.
Oh, everything in California is easy except paying your taxes. That hurts.
There's some things in California that'll never be easy because we're weird. So if there's evidence that someone's changing their name to commit fraud, then no. But
he's going to change their name to Yay.
He's fine.
Yay.
Now, if the name change is successful,
yeah,
rapper Yay will no longer use his last name West.
Oh, really? See, this is even worse.
I waited till the end for the icing on the cake.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I could have tossed that little tidbit in the beginning, but I thought, why?
Why?
I want to save this to the end.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, so now
she hasn't been smoking buds. Don't worry about it. We're good.
Kim still uses West.
Well, that's because she has a whole cosmetic line called KKW. The W has to stand for something. And she's got kids with the last name West.
Yeah.
I have a cousin who did that. Her kid's name was her ex-husband's name. So she still goes by her ex-husband's name. Her youngest kid is 40. What can I say?
Now, on the upside, he didn't change his name to a symbol.
Well, we see how that worked with Prince.
Exactly.
It was not good.
The artist formerly known as Kanye West.
Yeah, that doesn't work. But now, the Yay part doesn't really surprise me. I mean, people have called him Yay or Yee or Yay-Z or Yee-Z or whatever.
Yeah, but now there's no last name. It's just Yay.
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 Yay. Yay.
Well, a family in Warwickshire, England got a pleasant surprise.
Where?
Warwickshire.
Warwickshire.
I'm probably saying it wrong.
You're probably saying that wrong, but I don't know how to say it any better.
Warwickshire? And they got a pleasant surprise the other day when Tom Cruise.
Who?
So is that a pleasant surprise? I don't know. I guess
what
it depends.
Imagine.
Anyway, he landed his helicopter in their backyard.
Wait, Tom Cruise has a helicopter? That
well, I don't know if it was
me.
His helicopter, but anyway, the family actually got a call saying that an unnamed VIP, a VIP.
Oh, wow.
He was running late for a meeting and needed to land there because, you know, nearby Coventry Airport was temporarily shut down.
their property there, they had plenty of room for a helicopter to land.
I guess theirs was the chosen property.
Not just any little helicopter, not like a little crop duster. This is going to be a good size.
Yeah, comfort copter.
Yeah, it's comfort cop.
It's not just a helicopter. There's probably a bed, bar, you know, meeting room.
I don't know about that.
Anyway, they were pretty shocked when Tom stepped out of the chopper.
Wow. And, what a surprise.
Allison Webb says she went straight for her kids and started talking to them, then offered them a ride.
Yeah. Come on over, kids. Let me tell you about Scientology. Do you wonder if he, like, shows up in a suit? I mean,
I don't think he did.
Mission Impossible, he's always in a suit, you know, or you know. Not always in a suit, but he's, you know.
He probably had a t-shirt on.
I don't know.
Or a button-up.
When I picture my Tom Cruise, he's got a suit on. And he's running. He's running in a suit. They did a little something where he was running for president a couple of years ago, and he was physically running out in the middle of nowhere down a road, and it was a whole thing on YouTube. Huh. I'm Tom Cruise. I'm running for president. It was funny.
I think he probably landed, looked out the window, tapped his little fingers together, and says, "Ooh, recruits, victims."
I also like my Tom Cruise in his tidy whiteys, like in Risky Business.
Do you now?
Yeah, I like
that's
I
how
like
you
the
like
tidy
your Tom
whiteys,
Cruise, huh?
And I like my Tom Cruise in a suit. and soon, delayed reaction. Soon, hopefully, he'll be in in a flight suit. And
yes.
He'll be Top Gunning again.
Yes.
That's
Tom Cruise.
That's my
right
Tom
there.
Cruise.
That's my
it's Maverick.
That's my Tom
that's
Cruise.
That's my Tom Cruise. I like my Tom Cruise to be Maverick.
You know what? You keep your Tom Cruise.
It's Tom Skerritt's birthday today. I doubt he's going to be in Maverick. He's probably too old.
And see, when you say, when you went to the, because, you know, who doesn't love Top Gun?
Yeah, no.
My mind immediately goes to Richard Gere in Officer and a Gentleman.
But he's not in Top Gun. It's a different movie. It's
I know.
It's a totally different movie.
But that's my Richard Gere.
Yeah, that's
and in
fine.
Pretty Woman.
You can have Richard Gere. Fine.
The kids were offered a ride.
Yeah.
They actually went up in the helicopter while Tom was at his meeting.
Oh, so Tom didn't go with?
No.
Huh. Okay. You know how I like my Halle Berry.
Did they offer him some tea?
I don't know.
How do you like your Halle Berry?
I like my Halle Berry half naked and by the pool. Thank
you like
very
your
much.
Halle Berry any way she comes.
That's right.
Or goes.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.